It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Riggs, are you enjoying this, my child?
No.
Giving you a recap.
Are you enjoying
he
said,
this? No.
My child, no.
He said no. Is your phone muted, by the way? Oh, my goodness.
No, I was just getting a recap of Trolls World Tour from Hudson.
I mean, I loved your recap of Trolls World Tour, Hudson. Thank you. He was telling you about the rock music.
He spoiled the ending for me, which I love about him. Thank you.
Well, you know what? You finally got a taste of your own medicine.
I know.
Because you're the guy that does that to everybody.
I know. Good.
But
more
yeah,
people should do
definitely,
it.
We definitely loved it. In fact, Hudson, can you go back now and go see your nanny so I can be on the radio and tell this story? I love you. Okay, bye. Riggs, you know what I'm about to do here.
What?
I'm like, okay, bye, six-year-old. Thanks for visiting. Okay, so where were we with the juice?
Right.
Okay.
So what's happening with the quarantine juice?
I literally had to get him out of here before I could talk to you about this because he's six. And okay, so listen. So now Rob Kardashian is talking about how he's basically accusing Blac Chyna of pointing a gun at him during an altercation.
What?
And let me tell you something. You know what the sad part is? This didn't even surprise me.
I was going to say.
That's the sad part.
No, it doesn't shock me.
That's the sad part about this couple. I mean, it's really sad when somebody has that. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
If I was like, hey, you know, my significant other pulled a gun on me and people were like, yeah, what's new? I mean, I'd be like, wait, that doesn't surprise. Like, that's sad.
Can they practice geographical distancing, not just so, like, get them on different continents? Can we separate them forever, please, so that never happens again?
This is the problem.
It's terrible.
When you get a chick pregnant and don't put a raincoat on, my friends.
Oh, that's right.
And now you've ended up with a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And now you are attached to this woman.
Yeah.
Or vice versa, depending on. I think in this one, they're neither stable, but she's way far out there.
Wow.
I think that, yeah. Yeah. So.
Who was it again?
Rob Kardashian saying that Chyna had pulled a gun on them in an altercation they had. And this happened a couple years ago. And she said he was, or actually, Rob said, he alleged she was under the influence of cocaine and alcohol at the time.
Oh.
Pointed a gun at his head and threatened him. Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. By the way, Blac Chyna's doing cameos. She's charging like $200 for him.
Wait. She's not worth $200. Get out of here.
I know. I said, hey, Blac Chyna.
Get the hell out of here.
Who the hell cares?
Get away.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, April 14th. That's 414 Milwaukee Day. Happy Milwaukee Day, right?
Yep.
Five ways to celebrate Milwaukee Day virtually is up at 1037kissfm.com. We had made our intern write us a blog for that. So you can celebrate
Fantastic.
It virtually, right? Yesterday, Allie, I made a little drop off for you.
Oh yeah.
Drove
the
over
peanut
to
butter.
Made a little drive over to the Faith residence in New Berlin. Drove from Franklin to New Berlin in an alarming amount of traffic, but still I made it over there.
Was that your big outing for the day, coming to my house?
Outside of going to work, yes. Because they're like the joy of my day is going into work, but nobody's around. Uh-huh. It's like 4 in the morning, nobody's up. And then I drive home at noon or 11 o'clock and people are still on the road then. But how did I do you remember how I dropped off the peanut butter, by the way? Because I had a pick and save bag and then a big jar of store brand Kroger peanut butter that your child ran down to the end of the driveway and grabbed it off the end of. It was a very large pole. Did you remember that,
Alan? I do.
I brought that pole in here just for visual reference, right? And I realized this pole was not 6 feet long. It was probably like 5 feet long, maybe 4.5, but it was no way it was 6 feet long, but it's extendable.
So you're telling me that you put my child's life at risk because your pole was not 6 feet long?
Well, you put your child at risk. You made him run to the end of your driveway. If anyone's put their child at risk, it was you. But
every guy claims they have a longer pole and you know it.
But I've
let's be real.
I've decided that I measured this thing when I came in because it's an extendable like painting pole you can use to paint walls.
Yeah.
So I can make it longer or shorter. And I measured it to be 6 feet exactly. Exactly. And I'm going to start carrying around this distance pole with me everywhere I go, Allie.
To show people
how far 6 feet is. Because at the grocery store, there's no way in hell some of these people are 6 feet away. And I'm going to use it like a sword.
Riggs,
look at this thing.
Are you trying to trigger me about the workers coming too close to me and being oblivious? I mean, when I'm in the aisle and they're stocking something...
Right.
And I walk down the other side of the aisle so I don't go near the person stocking.
Yeah.
And the person who's stocking walks right towards me. I was pissed.
What?
I was like, you work at the grocery store. And when I walked back by, she did it again.
Twice?
It was almost like, you know how when you're coming down the aisle, you should be moving or backing up from the other person. It was like she was just continued working and coming at me. I'm like, no, this is when you back up for a second and let me pass because you're working and this is a store and 6 feet, B. Nobody's listening, dude. It's unbelievable.
No, not at all.
It's like, unbelievable. If the store worker at the grocery store is coming too close to me twice in one walk down the thing, what do you think they're doing? I'm triggered, sorry.
That's why I'm saying get yourself a distance pole like this. Carry it around when you go places, and when people get too close, you can say, hey, this is 6 feet, excuse me. Put it on your chest and show them how far 6 feet is. Visually, it looks much further than it is because I've been close to people and thought, surely this is 6 feet. No, that's not 6 feet. You've got to be like a little bit less of a Giannis distance away from me, like a Christian Yelich sliding into second base distance from me. That's how far I want you to be from me. Like maybe 1.5 Wisconsin cows.
I get it. 6 feet. Listen, nobody wants.
No, people don't get it, Allie. That's why I'm repeating it. I know you get it. I understand that you get it. I'm repeating it for people that don't get it.
I don't want to go into a store with a pole because you know what's going to happen. I'm not going to use it to show them the distance. I'm going to hit them with it because I'm going to get so pissed when they come near me, dude.
Oh, true.
Don't give me a weapon in a store right now. That's crazy. Don't give anyone one. Okay.
That's the last thing anybody needs right now.
Last one.
All right. This is my distance pole. If you want one, you can borrow it, but not until the pandemic's over, okay?
You had better walk around like this.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Okay. So Diddy was hosting a worldwide telethon. He had tons of celebrities on this thing on Instagram. I don't know if you know about this. You know, he had J-Lo on. He also
not just J-Lo, like, J-Lo and A-Rod. A-Rod. Yes, which is awkward. But go ahead.
So awkward. Yeah. But he did a lot of other things. Like he had, I don't know if you saw, he had Mark Wahlberg on doing a dance to Good Vibrations with his son.
I didn't see
If you go to Mark Wahlberg's Instagram, it is fire. Like his kid is dancing and they're on Instagram Live doing dancing to Marky Mark. Like it's hysterical. So Lizzo gets on with Diddy and she starts twerking, which is Lizzo's thing.
That's her blood type, twerking, I think.
So he says, he comes back to the camera with his kids and he's like, whoa, 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 Lizzo. Lizzo, this is family friendly. Let's chill. He tells her to stop. Diddy. One of the hip hop kings tells her to stop twerking. Isn't twerking like, wasn't it birthed out of hip hop?
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to have a hip hop video if there isn't at least one twerking person in it. It's like hip hop law.
Fine. So this is where it got awkward, though. If Diddy wants to play that card, fine. It's family friendly.
Yeah.
He said, I don't want child services coming here, blah, blah, blah. But then he goes to another person. And later on in the telethon, Diddy on his Instagram Live brings in Drea. Now, I know you don't know who that is. She was on Basketball Wives LA. She's Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend, etc. Okay. That's how she ended up on a reality show, okay?
Okay.
So she was on Basketball Wives LA. So she gets on Instagram Live with him, and she starts twerking. Hours later, nobody stops her. In fact, they start encouraging her because she is a total like video chick. You know what I mean? She's Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend. Like this is not like Lizzo. This is a little a video girl.
Like Nicki,
you know what
like
I mean?
Nicki Minaj chick?
No, Nicki Minaj has a full career. These are women that just dance.
Well, I'm saying body type. I'm talking about body type because this is clearly about body type.
Oh, you're talking about what she looks like. Yeah, she's hot as hell.
That's what I'm saying. Like Lizzo's a bigger girl and she knows that. She embraces it. But then a hotter chick does it. And then it's the double standard of, well, the hot chick can do it, but Lizzo can't do it is because she's a bigger girl.
Well,
and that's what everybody's saying to him, right?
That's what the internet said. They said, oh, so this is family friendly with Lizzo. And he said, no, no, no. This was his defense, Diddy. He said, I told Lizzo to stop because we were playing an explicit version of the song. Yet when Drea from Basketball Wives was twerking on his Instagram Live, they were playing the explicit version of Back That Thing Up. Yes,
so
total
double standard. All right.
He threw out a bunch of things. He didn't really apologize. He just denied one had to do with the other. But it looks pretty bad.
Go away, Diddy.
Raise some money, but keep it the same. Yeah.
Or let everybody twerk. Make it a twerk fest and have everybody do it. Come on now.
Thank you.
Plus, Lizzo's pretty good at twerking, isn't she? Isn't that like her thing?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, and she looks like every other chick, not Drea.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Happy Tuesday, Milwaukee Day 414. Allie, did you feel like you were getting ripped off during the quarantine or not so much now? Because
I changed my mind, Riggs. I actually changed my mind about the whole thing.
All right.
You want to leave? Okay, I wanted to ask Hudson his review on it before I said, hey, come here real quick.
He checks out at the last minute.
He said to me, can you just do the review on your own? That's what he just told me. Come here. I want you to tell Riggs really quickly what you thought of Trolls World Live Tour.
Yes.
And then I'm going to tell him how I changed my mind and he changed his. What did you think about it, Hudson?
I think it was great, great, great.
What was your, was it about music?
Yeah.
What was your favorite type of music?
It's not working,
and
dude. It's not working.
Okay, good talk. Bye. You know what I love is that he'll come up here and sit with me the whole time, right? He'll talk to me like a normal person. And then the second we go on the air, he's like, can I go now? Can
I leave? Of course, that's how he is.
Like, whatever. You're six. Bye.
He's got better things to do. He's got better things to do.
Well, he does. He's watching Trolls again. That's what he's doing.
So yesterday, you were of the mind that you thought you were getting ripped off, right?
Because I didn't realize that you could only rent like things now. I thought that it was just like before where, you know, I would just have to buy things because since we can't go to the movie theater,
right.
Okay? So I thought, oh, well then when Trolls comes out, this is going to be great. I'll just spend the $20 or whatever, like I always do for Disney movies when we want to purchase one.
Yeah.
And we'll have it in our iTunes and the kids can pull it up whenever they want to see it. We have a lot of, you know, a lot of Disney movies in there. So I'm like, okay. Well, I didn't realize. So I go to rent it $20 and everybody's telling me this. I'm like, wait, I only can rent it for 2 days for $20. I don't even get to own it now.
Yeah.
So I got upset. And you were like, yeah, Allie. So then yesterday I had a change of heart because I thought, hold on. I'm buying this for $20 right now. All of
our local businesses, renting it. Yeah.
All of our local businesses that are suffering right now that have had to shut down include the movie theaters people.
Yeah.
There are people that have families that work at movie theaters, that manage them, that run them, that work at Marcus Theaters and all these places behind the scenes. It has affected everyone. So then I thought, wait a second. I'm basically going to spend $20 now and let's say $20 to $25 again when I buy it.
Yeah.
So I've still spent less that I would have given those people to begin with.
Right.
And I'm complaining, and I had to have this realization of, stop it. This is more than reasonable for the situation everyone's under. And this is how you support businesses without even realizing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I had a change of heart on the whole only being able to rent for $20 a brand new movie versus me thinking I could buy it.
Oh, yeah?
What do you think, Riggs?
I've changed my mind completely, and I think you're wrong. I do.
I thought I was getting ripped off, and now I don't think that.
Well, I think you're getting ripped off. Very much
so.
Stop
it.
I 100% feel this way. I'll tell you why next.
What?
I had a whole change of heart last night. I thought it through, and I think you're getting screwed over, and I have a good reason why. And it also backs you up a little bit. Yeah, I'll tell you about it next.
Well, and text in to 71037, too. Yeah.
If you've done this before, other movies have come out and done the same thing, where you pay $20 to rent it, so... 799-1037, or you can text to 71037.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM, it's Riggs and Allie. Good morning, it's Tuesday,
good morning.
In case you're wondering what the day is.
Still from home, Riggs is at the station.
Yeah, I'm in here, you're over there. We're socially
414 day, baby, that's right.
So last night, Allie, you rented Trolls, because it was supposed to come out in theaters in April, but obviously because theaters are closed now with coronavirus and everything, they're just going straight to online rental for it. So for $20 last night, you rented Trolls, right?
And can I just say, I'm not a big Disney movie person, but Justin Timberlake is one of the stars. Hello.
Yeah.
And it's about music, which is our life. So hello. Like, I could not wait for this movie to come out. You know
right.
what I mean?
Now, you were thinking it's not that bad of a deal because you still only spent $20 and you're going to spend another $20 when you buy it again when it comes out.
At first, I was mad, Riggs. And then I had a change of heart realizing I'm still paying less and supporting businesses without realizing it by paying 40, let's say, bucks total to rent and buy down the road.
Here's why I think you're getting ripped the F off now.
Why?
Because I thought about it last night, too. I was like... It's not that bad, you know, because you're only paying $20. You'd spend that to go out to the movie anyways, and plus snacks and everything like
that. Yeah,
way more than that. But then I started thinking, and I go, you know, movie theaters, all of the snacks and everything are more expensive because they don't get a big cut of the actual movie ticket price. And when you pay $20 for this, right now you just paid the $20 and that went to the people that made Trolls, right? Which is great. The people that made it, all the designers, the grips, Justin Timberlake, everybody that was involved in the marketing. Everybody, all that stuff. None of it goes towards like Marcus, like the movie theaters or anything locally. And plus, when you're paying that $20 to rent it, you say, well, you would spend that at the theater. Well, you're not going to the theater. You're in your living room on your couch, on your little TV. You don't have that giant screen with the sound and everything and the lights. You don't get that movie theater experience for $20. So
hold
I would
on,
think
though.
If you spent $20 and you got to rent it for 48 hours and then, you know, 3 months down the road, you get it for you also purchase it. That would be fair. But I think it's a ripoff. I think it's a total ripoff.
So you're saying that I should in turn just go pick up food at Zaffiro's or a rest? You're literally, I mean, that's not a bad idea. Are you sure the movie doesn't get any, the theaters aren't getting a cut?
I know many people that have worked in movie theaters. They say a very small portion of the ticket sales go to the movie theater locally. That's why their prices are kind of jacked up on concessions, and they work on, you know, Marcus works on the experience. They have the bigger chairs, the nice seats, the lounges, they have the servers and everything, the bars.
Riggs, we went to the movies, me and my kids, to see Onward right before the shutdown, like probably 2 weeks before it all went down, and it was the best night of my life because I didn't cook.
Yeah.
They served us dinner while we watched Onward. It was like I was living my best life as a mom, for one night.
And movie theaters
worth it.
And movie theaters have to adapt to that because people are paying so much for the ticket price. Yeah. They're like, what else am I getting out of this experience with here? So
you're telling me so even though we can watch it for 48 hours, Trolls, and they've watched it 5 times already and we just bought it.
Of course.
Damn, Riggs, you're not making me feel better about this. I was actually turning around going, what am I complaining about? It's not that much at the end of the day. I'm sticking to it, but text to 71037. Yeah. I should pull these up.
And at the end of the day, I mean, you're going to spend $20. You have two kids plus you, so you would spend that going out as well. So you're probably making out better financially. But I think if you're doing it for the local business standpoint, I think you're getting ripped off. You're not getting the experience. Come on.
I would go to $5 Tuesday, which is what I did last time, and then spend a ton of money on food, just like you said.
Absolutely.
So it comes out in the wash, Riggs.
It does, yes. But you got ripped off, damn it.
I'm sorry. Somebody said Trolls is not Disney. I apologize. Okay, I should just say animated awesome kids movie. I don't know what you're over there.
Troll. Oh,
Disney,
what did they
Pixar.
Say?
Sorry. They said it's not a Disney movie. Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's a, what is it, DreamWorks? They all run together when they're animated. Sorry.
I don't
Kiss
know.
FM. Kiss FM.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. Damn it. I forget my microphone's on. I cough in the microphone. Be glad I'm socially distanced from you. What?
Well, and you're the only person actually at the radio station. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Until the cleaning lady comes in and she's standing right next to me, not socially distancing. And I'm all like, hell to the no.
Look.
Excuse me. I realize that you're cleaning and you're an essential business right now, but you're literally right next to me.
On top of me.
Right on top of me yesterday. I was like, what?
I know what you mean, but she might as well be in your quarantine circle like my kids are, because Hudson licks my face daily. And no matter what, there's my hell to the no. My kid's like licking my face and I'm like, it is Corona, okay?
There you go.
We do not lick faces when it's not Corona. And now you're doing it when it's Corona. Stop.
You got a hell to the no. You can text to 71037 or call 414-799-1037. We have another grocery pickup tonight because there were some things that were left off on Friday that they didn't have in stock. And I went right away, right as soon as I got home, and I got a time for this Tuesday. So today, between 10 and 11.
Good.
With my no substitutions for the GIF. I put no substitution. Today is Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Today is Tuesday. Last night, since my wife has found out that we can add things and take them off the list, now she's going around and finding different things that we might need. Because she's overly preparing for things, and I'm just
come on. What do you mean, might need? Like what?
Like might need.
I have questions.
Stop. Like I told her last night, she wanted these. She likes to eat vegan stuff, so she buys these little meatless patties. They're frozen patties, right? And they come in packages of four. We have two of them in the freezer, and she was like, "Get some more of those." And I was like, "We have two packages in the freezer. We don't need more of these. What are you talking about?" She's like, "Well, what if I get hungry and I want to eat them?" I go, "Are you going to eat 8 in 2 days?" She said no, and I went, then we're fine.
Listen,
we need to learn to ration things.
Riggs, my 8-year-old discovered like really discovered salami. Like, kids tend to like salami because it's good. You know, it's like bologna and hot dogs and salami. Hell yeah. Yum. So Owen started eating all my damn salami, dude.
Hell no, dude.
And I eat a lot of that with keto. Like, I'll grab a slice and snack and keep it moving. Like, I don't stop a lot for meals because food is not the center of my world anymore,
no.
I go in the fridge to grab a slice of salami. Quick run through. That kid ate all my dang salami. I said, knock it off.
Come on, dude. He's eating he's eating your apples for your apple pie, your keto apple pie. He's eating all your meat for you. What the hell are you?
They eat everything. And the thing that really triggered me last night was that when we rented Trolls World Tour and I made dinner and I sat it down in front of him and Hudson. I cook like a champ. Chicken nuggets, french fries, and broccoli. Thank you very much. You're damn right
over.
I did.
Did you slave over a hot microwave for those?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I turned the oven on. Are you kidding me?
Okay, fair enough.
I put the chicken nuggets and the fries in the oven, and then I put the broccoli steamed in a bag in the microwave.
There
Not
you
the
go.
Point. I sit it down in front of him. The kid who's been eating from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. now wants no dinner. Are you shocked?
What?
Of course he doesn't.
I'm not hungry. Shut up.
I said, you know why you're not hungry? Because you ate all my apples and my salami, you little punk. I was like, why don't you eat your french fries and chicken nuggets for once?
That sounds delicious. I want to come to your house and eat french fries and chicken nuggets.
Well, hashtag survival mode. Hashtag I make this anyway when it's not quarantine, okay?
Yeah, text is 71037. You got a held to the no. We'll read your texts. By the way, if you are wondering, today is Tuesday. It is April 14th. That's Milwaukee Day, 414, just in case you're wondering. It's time for held to the no. You can text to 71037.
Please do, because we're getting some good ones.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Somebody said, where's the one about the salami that had
held
me
to the
cracking
no. Read the ingredients on salami includes pig hearts. That's not a
That's what someone
to
sent
no.
in. And I went, do I look like I care? I eat bacon. I'm sorry, Riggs. What's bacon?
Yeah, bacon comes from the stomach of a pig, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Okay, so I eat the fat off of animals. Yes. I eat bacon. And
eat
you're
the
telling
meat off
me I
of
should
animals.
Be worried about pig hearts? You're eating every do you know what you're eating? Well,
yeah.
We're not eating anything that appetizing when you see it like that. I mean,
by the way, I understand that the way that meat is made is horrible, but I don't want to think about that. I just want to think about it going in my mouth and being delicious.
Right.
That's it. That's all I want to think about.
Ignorance is
bliss.
Bliss.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, here we go. I got a good one for grocery pickup.
Oh, God, I'm doing one
Somebody
today.
I did one yesterday. Somebody said, when you do grocery pickup and they are late on pickup time, then they don't have half the stuff you order and have no substitutions. And most of it was for my birthday dinner, held in the no.
Oh, that's the held in the no. If you're a little bit late, I understand. I can understand. They're busy. And even says that on the app when you order, expect delays for pickups and deliveries. They're working overtime, these people. They're working hard. But when it's your birthday and that's your one thing, and you probably had some of your favorite items in there, that's a hell to the no.
Oh, yeah. Just sucks.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I just got a kiss on the cheek, Riggs.
From who, your nanny?
No, a six-year-old, but it sounded good for a minute like I was being courted, didn't it?
It did. Courted
I'm
by
not.
A six-year-old.
I'm not at all. In fact, I'm not at all. So we talked earlier about this, about how Diddy got on Instagram and did this whole telethon or dance-a-thon or whatever you want to call it, and he got celebrities on from all over, and Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg, I love saying it, came on with his kid, and they were doing a Good Vibrations, you know, dance-a-thon, and
people
got on there, and it was just star-studded. J-Lo got on there, and A-Rod. Yes!
Mark Wahlberg used to sing songs, kids. Remember that?
I know. Well, it was really funny. I loved watching Mark Wahlberg embrace it because I felt like there was a period where he was embarrassed by that phase in his life, but yet we love that phase of his life and we love him now. So, Mark, I loved it that he embraced the Good Vibration.
I think Mark Wahlberg, he seems like the super, very conservative Christian guy, and I think he felt like he was objectifying himself so much. Yeah.
He does?
Yeah. I think that he felt like he was objectifying himself when he was doing that, and he felt wrong that he was doing that, and like in
Is
a sexual
he
way.
Religious?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen it. I mean, I follow him on Insta, but I've never seen him preaching about anything.
I don't see him preaching. I don't ever see him preaching, no. But I've seen some videos where he's very much about his faith. So
interesting. Okay. I just didn't realize that.
That's my take on him. Why he would have been? Because you said
it,
that.
Then
yeah.
You would know.
Yeah.
So yeah. So he was on there, and it got awkward because Diddy told Lizzo to stop twerking and said, "Oh, it's just because the song's has too many dirty words." But then a couple hours later, he had one of the chicks from Basketball Wives on, Drea Michelle. People that watch it know who I'm talking about, and she's twerking, and nobody was stopping her during an explicit version of "Back That Thing Up."
Oh, so the stereotypical,
the internet went wild.
The stereotypical hot chick can do it, but when Lizzo does it, then she can't do it. It's too much for the room.
And then, And so the internet was not buying Diddy's excuses, because Diddy didn't apologize. He just denied that one had to do with the other. But I don't think it. I have eyes, so I can see.
I have eyes in my head and ears on the side. I can hear. I know what's going on, Diddy.
Do we really need to get into a debate about ageism, sexism, bodyism? Everyone's.
No.
I mean, we don't need to get into that.
I don't want another ism debate. We don't need that right now.
No, I don't either.
Thank you for raising money for COVID relief, Diddy. We appreciate that.
But that was good.
And if you're going to call it a dance-a-thon, and let everyone dance and make it an all-inclusive dance-a-thon, you jerk.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Then, do you know who Karl Anthony Towns is?
No, let me Google.
He's an NBA player. It's okay. He's an NBA player for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Anyway, he lost his mother to coronavirus. She was 58. So that was in the news as well, the celebrity news. Complications, I should say, from coronavirus.
Sad.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd post that because, you know, Minnesota people obviously know but yeah.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM, Riggs and Allie. It's Tuesday, April 14th. It's Milwaukee Day. Happy 414 Day. Just put our Milwaukee stuff up on our Instagram. That's right.
Yep.
That's
Having
right.
a healthy debate over who's more Milwaukee today.
Oh, yeah. 103.7 KISS FM on Instagram. And while you're there,
we look like super fans. We look like super fans of Milwaukee. If you can see us, well, you can see us on our social media.
Yeah, you can. 103.7 KISS FM on Instagram. Go ahead, hit it up. So you did your first grocery pickup, yesterday?
Okay, let's rephrase. I did my first grocery pickup during quarantine and lockdown.
Okay.
There's a difference. And I did it for the first time at Pick and Save. I've always done it just because of distance and where I could get booked. But when I got online to do pickup, Pick and Save was the first one that gave me an actual day I could lock down.
Yeah.
Like others, that shall remain nameless, they were just booked for days and they didn't give you another option. So I just moved on with my
life. Hats off to Pick and Save for doing that. That's awesome.
Hats off. Yeah, props. So I ordered a bunch of stuff like you told me, Riggs, a week ago. And as the week went on, I changed the order depending on what I needed.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm very good at this. And let me tell you why. Because I spent like $90, okay, on this pickup order.
Yeah.
And when I got home and I unloaded the groceries, I realized, what did I just buy and what do I have to show for it? I don't even think I know what I'm doing right now, because I came home with milk, a lot of Diet Coke.
Yeah. The essentials.
I came home with like five things, two things of 18 carton eggs. I'm like, how did I end up with nothing I actually needed, quite frankly. I mean, I still have eggs.
What are you doing?
And I'm thinking to myself, how did this order get so screwed up to the point where I got home and still realized there were 20 other things I needed? And then when I got to the store, I really appreciated how they had emailed me throughout the week and said, some of these items you ordered, we don't have.
Yeah.
Well, one of the items was whipping cream, which is an ingredient sometimes in keto desserts, right? Because you replace things. So I had ordered whipping cream to make a keto brownie, and they said they didn't have it. I took it off the order.
Yeah.
And when I got there, they were like, oh, we replaced it with a bigger one because we didn't have the size. And I went, oh, well, that's okay. But on the online, I thought I don't even know what's going on at this point, right? I don't even know. So I got home. I was like, I don't even know what I got.
Yes.
I was like, so I love their system. The kid who helped me was amazing. He came out and he goes, is this your first time? I go, well, yeah, at Pick and Save it is, doing the pickup. He goes, oh, and he talked to me for like 10 minutes. I was like, this actually is super kind, but not necessary.
Yeah.
I was like, you can just load it in, bud. I'm good. So
the same thing. I had a conversation with the girl. Her name was Becky, who was helping me out. As she's loading things in the back, she was like, wow, four bottles of wine. She was like, oh my God. She was like, energy drinks, Rockstar? She goes, that's my favorite flavor. I love that. And I was like, cool.
Is that what they thought I was doing with all the Diet Coke when they loaded my car?
I don't know.
Because I got home with Diet Coke, water, milk, and the half and half I thought I wasn't getting, essentially.
She made a comment about my peanut butter, which is the controversy yesterday. I didn't get Jif. She goes, wow. And she goes, and you got a crap ton of peanut butter. That's a big thing of peanut butter. And I was just sitting in my front seat going, yeah, I did get a big thing of peanut butter. Until I got home and realized it wasn't Jif, it was Roundy's brand.
And Riggs is a peanut butter snob, which I said is okay because a lot of people are picky about brands. However, you'll love this. You should go watch the video of Riggs bringing the peanut butter over to my house, by the way.
I did, yes. That's also on our Instagram.
Because we couldn't
touch. Back to that, yep.
And Facebook. But you know, here's the worst part of my pickup order, and then I'll leave you with this. Uh-huh. Do you want to hear the worst thing I did?
What?
I ordered apples because we were out of apples.
Oh, God.
And I now have to pay my neighbor back for all the apples she gave me when my kids ate them, right? And I had to borrow some for a pie. You ready for this?
Huh?
I ordered not two bags of Honeycrisp apples. I ordered two apples, Riggs.
Oh, damn it. Really?
I was so mad.
You
got home
bags and you ordered two
apples? I got home and I thought, why do I only have two apples? Again, nothing to show for this whole order. What did I order?
Right.
And I'm like, I ordered two apples, not two bags.
Yeah. By the way, getting back home after a grocery run, spending $100 and wondering what did I just get? That happens outside of pickup. It happens to me all the time, doesn't it?
I was so frustrated. Yeah. Like, what did I just buy?
Can you relate to that? 71037. You can text about your experience with it.
In case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Ooh, 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. It's Tuesday. It's 414 day in Milwaukee, April 14th.
Hey-o.
Because there's not a 62nd of February, there can't be a 262 day, but I believe we can also champion for June 8th being Madison Day, maybe 608, maybe.
Or, I never heard that one before.
Or 920, I guess, could be Sheboygan Day or something if you wanted to. I don't know.
Oh, that's funny.
So we're in different times now where we're doing things digitally. A lot of people are meeting online with Zoom conferencing. People are FaceTiming, and we're being forced into this new normal where we're having to adapt to the world that we're living in now, at least temporarily. And Allie, you did this a couple days ago. You made a phone call with your doctor. You had a phone call with your psychiatrist, right?
Yes.
I too have a FaceTime or it's a teleconference with my therapist, my psychologist, on Friday coming up. Which
Smart.
Those one-on-one things make sense, but I didn't even think about people that have group meetings. Like I have a friend who's in AA. He's in an Alcoholics Anonymous. In Indianapolis.
Support groups.
He still goes to support groups. And he was like, I can't do my meetings anymore. He's now 6 years sober, but he still goes once a month to meetings just to kind of keep himself in check because he was really bad with his drinking and his pills. So once he finally got it under control, he was going a couple times a week with different meetings because he would find different ones around the city. And now,
to him,
that
having a support system changes everything.
Yeah. And I run a support group for survivors of suicide loss that I now have to take. We were meeting in a hospital, in the basement of a hospital. So obviously we can't meet in a hospital. They don't want outsiders coming in and congregating. So we had to adapt as a community of like support group facilitators to now do online support groups.
Is that what you're doing? Do you just have like a Zoom room with like 20 people on it? Or how does that work?
That's how it's going to have to work.
Yeah.
That's the only way that it can work because I think this time, now more than ever, people need support mentally more than ever because
so many
people are isolated. You take somebody with like a any sort of grief that's going on right now and it's compounded even further because you can't have the camaraderie of going out with friends. You can't go, you can't hug somebody anymore. You can't, in a support group setting, if somebody starts crying, you can, you know, hand them a tissue. You can show them a sign of sympathy or show some empathy in the room. In a Zoom room, it's going to be so much more different. Because you can't read the room as much because you're only looking at their face. If they step away from the camera, what happened?
Right.
Are they okay? There's just so many different things to think about. And I was wondering, are there other things that people have taken a leap forward doing in this time now that they were uncomfortable with, but they realized was okay? Yeah.
Welcome to people having to do teleconferences. I mean, I'm going to bring up one of somebody on our own staff.
Yeah.
You know who I'm going to bring up who hates being on camera, ironically, and hates doing social media because he's old school? Craig Carson, our afternoon guy.
Oh, yeah.
And
he,
the first Zoom meeting we all had, which with the radio station weeks ago, Craig cracked me up because he hates it. I was watching him like, Craig hates this. He's so uncomfortable right now. But we're all having to adjust. And he got, you know, you can now he's comfortable. But it's funny watching people have to do things like Zoom. And I had to have a doctor appointment with my psychiatrist on the phone, like you said, you know? I'm doing things, we're all doing things that are different. I'm doing grocery pickup way more than not going to the store. I mean, it's all weird. It's all kind of like figuring out every our whole life when this is over, Riggs. It's going to be different.
100%. Everything's
going to be
different.
What anybody says. And we're the amount of online learning we've established in this is going to change learning in college forever in my mind.
It's changing.
I believe everything's going to be different from
everything.
Now on.
My wife travels for her job, and her company is now realizing they can save so much money by just having virtual meetings. She goes, there's no reason for my wife to fly to Des Moines, Iowa for a night. You're spending money on airfare, renting a car, a hotel, all this stuff, when you can just do a face-to-face Zoom meeting and boom, just as good.
Technology is the best thing ever, and except for when bad things happen. But listen, the best technology
that's the way
is
with
amazing,
life.
But half of us are still like behind the times, which cracks me up.
Well, what have you had to adapt to? I'm just wondering, maybe there are things that we haven't thought of, that we haven't said, that someone else has experienced having to adapt in the different time that we live in. You can text to 71037 or just call us. 414-799-1037. It's KISS FM.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Today is Tuesday. It's April 14th, 414. That is Milwaukee Day, so you can celebrate all things Milwaukee. You know, last year we got 5 inches of snow on Milwaukee Day? Last year?
We did?
Yeah. Last year on April 14th, last year, we got almost 5 inches of snow. So we could have that going on, but we don't, thank goodness. A lot of things happening in Milwaukee virtually today. They're making things available online, like the library is streaming an author that's going to be telling the story of Gertie the Duck. Allie has a Nerdy for Gertie t-shirt that she was showing off on one of our Facebook live streams the other day that I got for her.
Just on Saturday, I did a ton of Milwaukee shirts, and that was one of them. I kind of told the story behind it. It was kind of, I actually told the story that I didn't remember the story.
Something about a duck in World War II and hope.
I basically said on Facebook Live, there's a whole story that's connected to Milwaukee, but I don't remember right now, so ask Riggs.
There is, tonight at 8 o'clock, they're asking, there's like a bunch of buildings downtown and communities are flickering their lights, turning their lights on and off at 8 o'clock tonight. I guess some other cities around the country have done this just as like a little cheers to some showing some brightness in a dark time, kind of calling it light the night. It's a positive thing. And they do it for, you know, first responders and essential workers and all the people that are keeping our economy and our world going right now. So the other thing that's cool that's happening today is the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame Museum is releasing a Milverein limited edition bobblehead, Allie.
And
Milverein.
That's in our area.
Yes.
The National Bobblehead
Hall of Fame
Phil.
And Museum. What up, Phil? Yes.
Phil from the National Bobblehead Museum. They're here. It's crazy.
So they've got a Milverein, who's the guy that, if you don't know Milverein, he walks around downtown shirtless, and he's a legend.
How can you not know Milverein?
He's a legend. I tried to get him on show once. It didn't happen. We were almost going to have him on the show, but then
Does he look like he uses technology, Riggs?
No, he doesn't.
He walks everywhere with a shirt off. The guy doesn't use technology.
He wasn't going to come here. We were going to have to go and meet him because he doesn't drive. We were going to have to go to the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame Museum to meet Milverein to have him on the show today, but it couldn't work out because of coronavirus. So you can go and buy this bobblehead. It's bobbleheadhall.com is the website. And Milverein chose to have $5 for every one purchase go to the Wisconsin Humane Society. That was his charity of choice. So
that's where I got Bella, and she just had her 11th birthday. I got her 11 years ago at the Wisconsin Humane Society. So props.
That bitch is
old. That bitch is old, and I tell her that all the time. I can call you that, honey.
Bobbleheadhall.com is where you can get that. And five things you can do virtually in Milwaukee for Milwaukee Day are at our website, 1037kissfm.com. And our social media has us wearing our Milwaukee stuff.
Somebody just texted in?
What?
Sorry, finish what you're saying, and then I'll tell you what somebody texted.
Well,
go.
Harry Styles is singing, so I got to stop him. Hold on. Shut up, Harry Styles.
Somebody
can
just wrote in. And
what
said it was my great-grandfather who saved Gertie the Duck.
Are you serious?
We'll be with you in momentarily, Texter. We can't wait to talk to you.
Yeah, hold on. You just blew our mind right there. Your grandfather saved Gertie the Duck? That's a claim to fame right there. It's KISS FM. The most Milwaukee grandfather of all time.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, Riggs, so a lot of people sitting at home, a lot of celebrities, right?
Yeah.
And one of the people at home, obviously, is Drake. We started playing Tootsie Slide. It's so good. We started playing it. Everything by Drake is good, though. So we start playing his new song. But he got on Instagram Live as well with Diddy when Diddy did his big dance-a-thon to raise money for COVID. Mm. And Drake basically said, here it is.
I don't know where this part is. But,
He has a whole dance. Anyway.
Point is, Diddy's doing a dance-a-thon.
Got a whole dance. So Diddy's doing a dance-a-thon. Drake's got a new song out. But what Drake said while he was talking to Diddy, which is what I really care about, is that he said he's sitting on more music he's ever been sitting on in his life. He said, this is like when I tore my ACL and I had to sit at home. I did nothing but create, create, create.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, Drake has like tons of music he's ready to let go of. And I'm like, bring it. We are bored. We need more music. It's funny. They can't go out. They can't club. They can't sleep. Well, they can sleep with tons of hoes. They probably are, really. But you know what I'm saying? Like, these guys can't go out. These artists, they're forced to literally stay home and make something. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm loving this for the music world. This is great.
I got to play this for you real quick. You didn't watch SNL over the weekend, did you, Allie?
I did not, but I heard. I keep hearing how good it was. I need to go back, huh?
It was really good, yeah. But
They did it all from home.
Yeah, Pete Davidson did a music video. It's called This Is a Drake Song. And he had his mom direct the music video from his mom's basement. I'll let you hear over a quick part of it. So he filmed this video. Pete Davidson in his house. It's just him walking around.
Was he in his feelings, too?
Of course he was. Can you hear this at all?
Kind of, yeah.
This is a Drake song. I miss my ex. This is a Drake song. Number one on the Billboard.
This is a Drake song. I miss my ex. This is a Drake song. It's so good.
Oh, we love that Drake's in his feelings. Let him be in his feelings, Pete Davidson. Excuse me.
It's really funny.
It is funny.
It's really funny.
Every Drake song is about his feelings for a chick
yes.
and how everybody wants to be his friend now that he's on the top.
Yes,
so
and they're always
so
in different
funny.
Places, but they can't be together.
They're the same song. He's right over and over about a breakup and how famous he is. It's so funny.
No, 100%.
So
yeah, it was good. So good.
Didn't get a chance to throw in your opinion. What a shame. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie on Milwaukee Day 414. Did you learn anything on the show this morning, Allie, for Tuesday the 14th of April?
I think that I learned that basically, Riggs, you are finding ways, this is great, to do support systems or support groups on
Zoom,
FaceTime or Zoom or technology because people really, really need things like this, especially in the mental health world and, well, any world where you're suffering. And people that go to support groups know how beneficial that can be.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done support groups. I've done support therapy. It's amazing, you know? So I love it that you guys are finding ways to do that online. But I also found it interesting how you have to, like, take all these precautions, like, is everyone okay? Kind of explain that a little bit.
Well, if you're in a support group for survivors of suicide loss, you have people that are dealing with depression and anxiety and obviously a grief of a loss of a loved one. And if they get triggered by something, if they express any sort of a suicidal thought, I have to be like, if you're in a room, you can recognize that visually and read the room and be like, do you need something? You can walk out, you can follow them. But on a conference call, you just see them disappear on the camera and you could be like, what happened? Are they okay? Did something happen?
Right.
So we put things into place. Like if you get disconnected for any reason, we have to have your phone number so we can contact you. We need like people's addresses. They're making it very safe. But people still need support in this time because you don't have that human element of contact, and we're social creatures by nature. When you tell us we can't congregate or comfort one another or get in groups,
we just go bleep you.
Yeah, right. But you can't right now. But yeah,
catch me outside. How about that?
Don't catch me anywhere. How about that?
No, don't
catch
don't
me
go
on
out,
Zoom.
Don't. I mean, go out, but don't touch people and don't go near them. You know.
I learned something from you this morning, Allie.
What?
Allie rented trolls. The World Tour. What is it called? The World Tour? Trolls World Tour?
It's Trolls. Okay, it's the new Trolls movie. It's Trolls World Tour. And I've been waiting because the first one is phenomenal and Justin Timberlake's in it. So say no more. Go ahead. He's a main character if you don't know that. So
since it was supposed to be in theaters, obviously theaters are closed. So it's going straight to a digital release. So for $20, you rented it for what, 48 hours? You have it for 48 hours?
I have it for 48. We are on, I believe my nanny's down there watching it for the third time. So that's three so far since last night.
You're getting your money's worth out of it. I'll tell you that much. But I felt you were
cheap,
getting,
you're damn right.
But I felt you were getting ripped off because you don't get the theater experience. You didn't,
see,
you didn't get like a pizza
opposite.
And everything.
Yeah, but I did the opposite of the of how I looked at that. I said, you know what? No, I didn't get the theater experience, but people are still working to put things together to entertain us. I'm paying three times less than I do when I go out anyway because my kids want every type of candy and I have to fight with them about it.
Yep.
So I still saved money and felt like I was helping someone. Maybe all I did was really watch Trolls in my house with my kids and do. I mean,
that's
maybe that's all I really did
that's
and lost
did.
$20.
Uh-huh.
But whatever, you know.
That's really what happened at the end of the day. That's what happened. If you're calling it what it is, you blew $20 and watched Trolls. But
well,
your kids are happy and they're entertained.
They put millions. They put millions into making movies, Riggs, and then it comes out and they can't release it. Can you imagine?
Right. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. You hang around, play some songs till noon. All right. Is that cool?
Okay.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.